Tonight we are going to be talking about forgiving others. And in order to be able to forgive, there is a need to love one another, which is expressed over and over in the Scriptures. Our Savior teaches and instructs us to love as He has loved us. And this can be found in John chapter 13, verses 34 to 35. John chapter 13, verses 34 to 35. A new commandment I give you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. He stresses this subject more and more, and I'm sure you all are familiar with the verses that are in John 15. John 15 and verse 12 and 17. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. And dropping down to verse 17. These things I command you, that you love one another. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 23. Verses 25 to 26. Matthew chapter 23, verses 25 to 26. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you cleanse the outside of the cup and dish, but inside they are full of extortion and self-indulgence. Blind Pharisee, first cleanse the inside of the cup and the dish, that the outside of them may be clean also. Here in these verses, Jesus is making a contrast between the appearance and the reality of something. If the cup is dirty on the inside, it does not matter how clean the outside is. The cup cannot be used unless the inside becomes clean. Even though they were religious on the outside, they were not going to let religion get in the way of their sins. Jesus states that if you really want to make your life right and start to do the right things, then you will clean up your heart. Sin can be forgiven, but the consequences are going to remain. Some examples that are seen in everyday life can be with alcoholics and drug abusers. They can be forgiven, even though their minds are fried and their livers wasted, and many more things that will happen to them that is caused from their addiction. People who smoke, a person who dips, and a chewer. The blood of Jesus can wash away that sin, but it can't take away the cancer that's given by those products. Gossip, backbiting, they can cause friendships to be broken beyond repair, and our reputations to be ruined. Thieves and murderers, they can be forgiven, but there are still consequences. If you're at my house and saw my dad's wallet on the counter with a $100 bill in it, you took it and spent it, there's a very good possibility that you would begin to feel guilty. And you would come back and ask for forgiveness, but the next time that you would come to our house, my dad isn't going to leave his wallet on the counter. If someone commits murder, they can be forgiven of that, but they may spend the rest of their life in prison or be facing the death penalty. When you lie, the consequence is that amount of time that it takes to rebuild that trust back up. One thing we need to realize is that whenever we are facing the consequences of sin, that is ultimately our fault that we are in this position. As Christians, we should be willing to forgive anyone who has hurt us in any way, because when you think about it, that's exactly what God is doing for us. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 6 and verse 14 and 15. Matthew chapter 6. Verses 14 and 15. For if you forgive men of their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive yours. We are required to forgive. Forgiveness from God is conditioned upon our willingness to forgive others. No one can be a Christian without being forgiving. Some claim to be unwilling or unable to forgive. This attitude is incompatible with the nature of God. God is gracious, merciful, and just, which is exactly what us as Christians should try to be. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 18 and verse 23 to 35. Here we are going to see the parable of forgiveness. Starting in verse 23. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. And when he had begun to settle accounts, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. But as he was not able to pay, his master commanded that he be sold with his wife and children and all that he had, and payment be made. The servant therefore fell down before him, saying, Master, have patience with me, and I will pay you all. Then the master of that servant was moved with compassion, released him, and forgave him the debt. But that servant went out and found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. And he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, Pay me what you owe. His fellow servant fell down at his feet and begged him, saying, Have patience with me, and I will pay you all. and he would not, but went and threw him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what he had done, they were very grieved, and they came and told their master all that had been done. Then his master, after he had called him, said to him, "You wicked servants, I forgave you of all that debt because you begged me. Should you not also have compassion on your fellow servant, just as I had pity on you?" And his master was angry and delivered him to the torturers until he should pay all that was due to him. So my heavenly Father will do to you if each of you from his heart does not forgive his brother of his trespasses. Jesus reminds individuals that they have sinned and that they need to ask for forgiveness. We should be quick to forgive all who ask for our forgiveness. Turn me to Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 13. Bearing with one another and forgiving one another, if anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. Now let's turn back to Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 32. And be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 8 says, "Therefore, I urge you to reaffirm your love to him." We can see that Paul's instructions to the Corinthians was to reaffirm your love for Jesus. Christians cannot claim a Christ-like character if they are unwilling to love and forgive. Forgiveness is freely available to all people, as found in Revelations chapter 22. Revelation chapter 22 and verse 17. And the Spirit and the Bride say, "Come," and let him who hears say, "Come," and let him who thirsts come. Whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely. In this verse, it's talking about the people who want to be a Christian and that we should encourage them. In Mark chapter 10 and verse 45. Mark chapter 10 and verse 45. "For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many." This is showing how even the Son of God came to serve others, but not so others would serve him. Jesus paid the price and suffered our penalty, as found in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 21. "For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteous of God in him." Turn me to Isaiah 53. Isaiah 53 and verse 6. "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." We can see here in these two verses that God allowed us to have salvation by sending his only Son to die on the cross for us. We must seek forgiveness on his terms. In Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 9, Hebrews 5, 9 says, "And having been perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him." In Mark 16, 16. Mark 16 and verse 16 says, "He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned." And finally, in 1 John chapter 1 and verse 9. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 9 says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." These verses are showing us that he's going to forgive us of our sins and open the gates of heaven to the ones that obey. No one is done with sin until they are forgiven by God. We may receive forgiveness from others, but little has been accomplished until forgiven by God. Time won't erase, tears won't wash away, only God's forgiveness. Are you in sin? Why not obey God and be forgiven? Arise and be baptized for remission of your sins, as stated in Acts chapter 22 and verse 16. Acts chapter 22 and verse 16. It says, "And now why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord." If you have done that, repent and pray to God for forgiveness, as it says in Acts 8 and verse 22. Acts chapter 8 and verse 22. Repent therefore of your wickedness and pray God if perhaps the thought of your heart may be forgiven. If you are subject to the invitation, please come to the front or raise your hand as we stand and as we sing.